Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
I welcome you to this very last midweek communion service in this great month and the very last day in this month. Hear the word of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. For surely there is an end and your expectation shall not be cut off. This month remains just 4 hours to be over. 4 represents supernatural. Someone under the sound of my voice will encounter the supernatural before this month is over. For surely there is an end. Your expectation for this month shall not be cut off. And here another word. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. It says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And I decree in the name of Jesus, this month, the end of this month shall be better than the beginning of this month. Therefore, I decree to you, under the sound of my voice, you will end this month well. Someone here will see here good news before you go to bed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before the dawning of October 1st, few hours from now, good news will locate you. The long-awaited miracle will locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to round up the teaching for the month, putting up a fight against the forces of ungodliness. And remember, the month of godliness, even though it's rounding up today, godliness is forever. Because even when we get to heaven, that is when we begin godliness. What they sing in heaven is holy, holy, holy. Everything about heaven is pure. So we cannot overemphasize the virtue of godliness. So we are rounding up the month of godliness, but we are just stepping into godliness forever. Shout hallelujah. Remember, the month is still, godliness is profitable unto all things. We have covered a whole lot of things this month, like drawing from the teaching of Jesus Christ on the prayer platform. Then we also unmasked the mystery of iniquity. Then we also were taught on how to overcome the mystery of iniquity via the mystery of godliness. We were also taught on walking in victory over sins. We were taught on how to guide against the spirit of the world. We were taught on how we must rise up to take our responsibility. I would like us to revisit all these teachings. They are, you know, lifetime empowering teachings. We can get all of them on our podcast. Thank God for our podcast now. Tonight, as we begin to round up, I want to give us 8 points of reflection under the subtopic captioned, we are redeemed to be holy as God is holy. We are redeemed to be holy as God is holy. Just reflection. Number one reflection is that every revelation is revolutionary in nature. Every revelation. And this month, God has opened our eyes to the revelation. He has opened our eyes to the mystery of godliness. Therefore, God is changing our lives dramatically. That's what we mean by revolutionary. A dramatic change involving, something causing a complete or dramatic change. I decree in the name of Jesus, beginning from the end of this month and this new month we are entering, someone's life will never remain the same. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says, but we all, every one of us, with unveiled face or open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, from tonight, we are transformed forever into the image of God in the name of Jesus. By the revelation God has brought away, even all throughout this month, we continue to experience revolution. Our life, the way we talk, the way we behave, the way we relate, the way we lead, the way we do our things, we never remain the same again. We always be conscious of God's presence in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why the prophet said in Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, the position you were before this month will never be the same position ever. Because someone has changed position. That old habit is gone forever. That old ways of lives are gone forever. That old character, that old man is gone forever. the newness of God has come your way in the name of Jesus. Number two reflection is that God will not tell us to be what he has not empowered us to be. God will not tell us to be what he has not empowered us to be. Everybody know that it is wrong to be a do-as-I-say teacher. Nobody likes a teacher that is do-as-I-say. It is do-as-I-do. You walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk. And that is the example of God. Before God will request anything from us, he has already been there. He is the Alpha and the Omega. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. So if holiness is impossible, God will not require us to do it. God is not a wicked God. No wonder Jesus emphasized that in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, there is a different school of thoughts that can one really be holy? When you begin to think that way, you begin to draw into sin. If God says you can be holy, you can be holy. If God says you can be perfect, you can be perfect. You may not get there in one day, but as you have that mindset, then you begin to walk toward perfection. Praise the Lord. It's not a one-day affair. You may not be in the dimension of God because men are in sizes, life is in phases. So the same way, but as you begin to look unto God, you become like him on a daily basis. Shout hallelujah. But God has called us into holiness. That's what we should reflect on. Always strive to be like God. I love that song we were taught in children's church years back. I want to be like Jesus in my heart. I believe somebody still remembers that. I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. So you want to be like Jesus, you yearn to be like him. And you begin to take step to be like him. But never see holiness as impossible. It's a possibility. Number three, reflection. God will not tell us to do what he has not engraced us to do. That is what he has not given us the grace. So when we talk about being like God in holiness, it is not something we do in the flesh. It is something we have been empowered to do. Something God has given us the grace. Something God has given us the ability. So it's not something you are trying to do in the energy of the flesh. It's something you are leveraging on the grace of God. Just like someone can ask now that, can you go 30 miles above sea level? Is it not possible? It's possible. All you need to do, just enter aircraft. And you begin to fly. And then that's 30,000 miles. 30,000 feet. Yeah, 30,000 feet above sea level. Yeah, someone might ask the question, is it possible for a human being to fly 30,000 feet above sea level? Yes. Is it possible for a human being to walk 30,000 feet above sea level? Yes. All you need to do, board aircraft. When you are leaving your seat to go to the restroom, you don't know you are walking 30,000 feet above sea level. But it's not by your own power. Even if you are a witch, you can't fly that height. Praise the Lord. But you are leveraging on the power of the aircraft. So the same way, you can walk in holiness by taking advantage of the grace of God. You are walking on the wings of God. But it has to come from your mind that you really want to please God in holiness. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not burdensome. So it's not a difficult commandment. He has given us this commandment to walk in holiness, and it is a possibility. Say it with me, it's a possibility. Jesus speaking to the disciples in John chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Now, reflection number four. Every evil act begins with an evil thought. This one we emphasized it during the course of a teaching. Every evil act begins with a thought. In Mark chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, the Bible says, for from within out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. They came to that point when the Pharisees, you know, the Pharisees were the friends of Jesus. They're always attacking him. Now, why are your disciples eating without washing their hands? Just like as if there was coronavirus, they have to sanitize and whatever. There was no coronavirus. They just believe in all these religious activities. And Jesus said, well, it's good to wash hands for sanctity. But if you think it will affect you spiritually, make you unclean, forget about that kind of thing. It is not what goes inside that make one unclean, but what comes from within. So that is why we must watch our thoughts. We must guide our thoughts. We must watch the way we think. We must be able to be in command of our mind. So many minds have gone astray because they are not subjected to the things of the Spirit. So you must subject your mind to the things of the Spirit. And that leads us to number five, reflection. Until we stop every evil thought, we cannot stop the act. If you don't stop thinking evil, you cannot stop acting evil. If you don't stop thinking negative, you cannot stop experiencing negative. So you have to stop the act of negative thoughts. You have to stop the act of negative mindset before you can stop the real manifestation of the act. No wonder the popular scripture says in Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what you think, your thought eventually forms your habit. What you are thinking, what you think all the time. That's why if you continue to think, I can't make it, there is all possibility that you won't be able to make it. But that shall not be you in Jesus' name. If you always think, oh, this sin, I can't stop it. I can't stop lying. I can't stop. You will never be able to stop it. And one day it's going to take you to where you don't want to. But that shall not be you in the name of Jesus. So you must know you have the power to stop every evil thought. And that leads us to number six. A man's thought is what lures him to do evil. A man's thought. See those who are really addicted to armed robbery or stealing. It all starts from thought. I think I can also make something from this. Then if you don't put that thought under subjection immediately and you begin to process it, it will eventually lead you to sin. Temptation itself is not sinful. It is falling into temptation that is sinful. Everybody will be tempted. Satan will bring temptation. It will cross your mind with one thing you don't want at any time. But it is the ability to stand against that temptation by the power of God, taking advantage of overcoming the negative thought in your mind that gives you the victory. A man's thought is what lures him to do evil. James chapter 1, verse 13 to 15. He says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. I would rather put it this way. Let no one say when he falls into temptation that God makes him to fall into temptation. For God cannot make anyone fall into any evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. You see, desire, what to desire? What you have in your heart, what you are thinking in your mind, that's what leads to sin. And when it is full grown, brings forth death. That leads us to the solution, reflection number seven. But our mind can only be renewed by the word. That's where the victory lies. The word. You can't fix your mind by medication. The only thing that can fix the mind appropriately is the word of God. The word of God. The word of God is a medicine to regenerate the mind. In Psalm 19, verse 7 to 8, the Bible said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So the word of God is a soul converter. It can convert any soul from negativity to positivity. The word of God. That's why Apostle Paul encouraged us to always renew our mind. When your subscription expires, you can no longer enjoy any service that you are enjoying from that subscription. So when your mind expires by sin, you can no longer enjoy the flow of God. That's why you must continue to renew your mind with the word of God. The word of God is sweet. That's why this commission, we are so blessed with the word. Every day word, every day. Except you don't really want to be connected. Be on covenant hour of prayer and you are sure to have the word from God for the day. That will renew your mind, that will reprogram your mind if your mind is going astray. No matter how, either the spoken word or the written word that is sent to you, there is something coming your way all the time. And that's why when you see someone that is not disconnected from church, Satan cannot take advantage of his mind. Someone that is practicing what is hearing, because it's not just in hearing, it's in the putting it to work. I pray in the name of Jesus from tonight, someone's mind shall be renewed by the word of God. David speaking again in Psalm 119, verse 130. He says, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. And John chapter 1, verse 5 says, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. That's how the word of God renew our mind. We must deviate from anything that pollutes the mind. When you meditate so much on social media, on what is trending on social media, it will compromise your mind. When you watch news for several hours, it will compromise your mind. When you begin to follow the trend of the economy and things that are happening in the world, they may compromise your mind. Yes, some of those things are important for information's sake. But don't sit down there and soak it in and meditate upon it and begin to act upon them. Make sure you feed yourself with the word of God on a daily basis. And our generation is blessed. That even if you don't want to read the Bible, you can hear the Bible. Just download all this app and let it be playing. You are driving, it's playing. You are feeding your spirit. Even you can be playing the word and be sleeping. When you want to go to bed, you have the opportunity to soak yourself. Spirits don't sleep. So when you have a device, you can begin to play it. Your spirit is being reinforced. So, and the spirit will continue to have dominion over your mind. But don't be lazy in doing that and say, oh, thank God, pastor has given us a new trick now. I just need to be hearing the Bible when I'm sleeping. That is not going to benefit your mind if it's not appropriately processed. It is only when you have fed your mind, when you are alert, that you can take out. That is secondary. That one is not primary. You have to feed yourself, primarily feed your mind when you are alert. Then, when you do that, when you are asleep, secondarily, your mind will begin to process it. Because what you have not taken in, you cannot give out. Praise the Lord. So you have to first feed in consciously before you can take advantage of that. And finally, number 8, God's plan and purpose is to see us grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ. That's his plan of God. Just like every parent, we always want their children to grow into fullness. No man will want to limit the destiny of his child. I've never seen a man that prays for his child and say, you will grow like me, and that's your full stop. You can't never. No, 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 no. Every man that I've seen prayed for their children will say, where I stopped will be your beginning. I mean, if you don't know any prayer, that's one prayer you can pray. Where I stopped in life will be your own starting point. And that's what God is always believing for us. That's a plan of God for us. He wants to see us fully developed. He doesn't want us to die in sin. He doesn't want us to fail in life. He wants to see you the same way he's holy. He wants you to come to that fullness of his stature. So it's a possibility. And I decree in the name of Jesus, as we begin to apply ourselves to everything God has shown us this month, there will be a dramatic change. By the revelation we have received this month, there will be a great revolution in the name of Jesus. Please jump to your feet tonight. Lift up your voice and let's begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's celebrate him. Let's magnify him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hear these two scriptures. Ephesians 4:4-8 said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto all men. For what? We'll go back to Ephesians 3:17-19. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the revelation that has come our ways this month, we shall be full with the fullness of God. We shall come to the stature of Christ. Lift up your voice once more and let's appreciate him. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. The entry level into righteousness and godliness is salvation. You are under the sound of my voice tonight. You don't have relationship with Christ. That's what it means with salvation. I would like to lead you to Christ tonight. Please say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your blood who shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Come into my life and make you my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for everyone who said the prayers tonight. Whoever comes to you, you said you will not cast out. Father, do not cast them out. Wash them with your blood. Write their names in the book of life. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.